This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Loud voice in my ear. Monday the 15th of May, the Ides of May are upon us. Why do I say that? It's quiz time for the DJV crowd. Jennifer, why do I say it's the Ides of May, please?
Because it's the 15th.
And what does the 15th mean, Victoria?
The middle of the month? I don't know.
Whoa!
There you go.
When Et Tu Brute was uttered or uttered, it came on the 15th of March. And so when they talk about the Ides of March, I just throw it in on the 15th of every month because I want to be clever. You know how important it is to be clever on the radio? Ladies, be clever.
Yes, of course.
All right. So let's see what Mother's Day was like on the ranch at Jennifer's house. You went to your mother's house. Who else was there?
We didn't go to my mom's house. No, we went to brunch at the golf course, and it was great. It was beautiful. We had a lot of fun.
What golf course?
The one that's right by my house.
That golf course?
What
by your
golf
house?
Course? Yeah, the beautiful
golf
one.
By your house? You sure it's in the same neighborhood that I'm thinking about?
Yeah, the I'm pretty course? Sure.
Really?
This is starting to sound a little like Who's on First.
No, Doug just can't imagine that there might be something nice in my neighborhood.
I'm trying to remember.
There is.
That's all. I was trying to remember the golf course in your neighborhood. And I...
Yeah, it's right behind the old CRN. It's beautiful, and we had a great time. We were there for way too long, and it was a lot of fun.
Really?
Well,
that's
the picture
the
of you and your mom.
That's the road down behind the that's the one that goes off of the 210 down below there. I don't think it goes down there. All right, anyway, nobody cares.
Anyway, the picture of you and your mom, Jen, is beautiful.
Very nice.
On our Facebook page.
All right. Didn't we? I posted that, matter of fact. Didn't I? Or did we post it twice?
You may have, yeah.
I did. Credit where credit is due. All right, so Victoria, what'd you do for Mother's Day?
Well, I'm still here. It's still happening. we had a wonderful weekend. Lunch went very, very, very long. So lunch turned into dinner, and not because of us, really, just the restaurant itself took forever. But it was really fun, and we had a great time. So it was nice.
Mother's Day is the busiest day at restaurants of the year. Did you know that?
I would believe it after yesterday.
It's KFC's top earning day, by the way. Did you know that?
Is it really?
It's true.
My friend who has the ice cream stand says that normally he does Mother's Day is the busiest day of his year as well, even though yesterday it barely got about 50 degrees here. It poured rain all day. I went down yesterday morning to my friend's house to help him work through some stuff on his farm. And walking around in the mud and that pouring rain on a yellow rain jacket, it was just, I felt like it was late fall. Awful.
Mm.
And yet in 2 days from now, it'll be 88 degrees here. And
Yay.
We'll be sweltering in the heat. That changes. All right, so Kara, what'd you do for the Mom's Day?
I got together with my mom and my dad and both my sisters who became moms this year, and we played Pass the Baby.
Really?
That's basically what we did. We all made food, we ate, and then we sat around in a circle and took turns holding my new niece.
Good, good, good. All right. I went to see, Snatched, The Dinner, and Gifted. I paid for two and saw three. That's to anticipate your question, Jennifer, I saw two and paid for three. How's that?
It's tough to sneak into movies these days.
Snatched is a horrible waste of time. Unbelievable waste of time. And not because of Goldie Hawn, but because Amy Schumer is just whether they're trying to make her seem and feel like a simpleton or that's just the way she is. It is just awful. Just awful. The Dinner is the Richard Gere movie. It was disturbing. It was Laura begins with an L, last name.
Linney.
Linney, thank you. Very good actress. quite good in this. The two of them are not married, but they are, Laura Linney is married to Steve Coogan, who plays a very unusual role for him. And then I don't know who the wife is of Richard Gere, but it's a very disturbing story, and it says a lot for where we are right now, I think. And then to counter it, I was walking out of the theater, and then I saw it was, okay, I have time for this. And so I wandered into Gifted and found it to be a good balance for the dinner. It was a warm. Both of those movies you can get something out of. Snatched, you get a sore butt by sitting in the seat wasting your time. So I give you that. And then probably putting people in the news here, Goldie Hawn, who is the mother in Snatched, opened up about her experiences on the casting couch to People magazine early in her career. Her experiences were not good. Little Abner cartoonist Al Capp apparently played the role of a casting director just to try to get into a compromising position with Goldie Hawn. During an audition, which Hawn referred to as a neat, Capp undressed and requested that Goldie Hawn give him a kiss. He took off his clothing, came in wearing a dressing gown. She said, "I got the picture and I thought, I'm in trouble. Where's the door?" She was 19 years old then. I always thought that Cap, you could tell by kind of looking at him, that he was a gross pig. He just looked like a gross pig. Now it appears he was, in fact, a gross pig. She talked about some of the other experiences, but the Al Cap thing was the worst one. It's amazing how, well, this is, she's 73 now, so this would have been 50-some-odd years ago, but still. And I don't know, I'm guessing it probably
so still many actresses
on.
Still, yeah, I mean, younger actresses like Charlize Theron and Gwyneth Paltrow also have weird stories that came out recently. I mean, it's just, and Gwyneth Paltrow, you would think, because her dad was so well-known and as a director and her godfather, Steven Spielberg, you would think, like, this might be the girl like, to not mess with.
Yes,
it's just,
you would think that.
It's so bizarre, yeah.
Also, people in the news, kind of sad, Powers Booth, who I consider to be one of the better character actors, pretty much did everything, both the small and the big screen, died yesterday at the age of 68, natural causes, at his home in L.A. Whereabouts in town did he live? Do you know, Jennifer?
I have no idea.
Yeah. He was all over the place. I was looking at some of the Facebook comments about his passing, social media full of things. Leah Thompson, who was in Red Dawn, I think, with him. I loved acting with you. You were a gentleman. If you don't remember, if that name doesn't ring a bell with you, just Google Powers Booth, and I guarantee no one will not know who he is, even if you didn't know he was really quite a force. I think I remembered the last thing he was in that I saw him in was when he was vice president on 24. Remember that? A couple of seasons ago, or I think it was the last season of the first episode. But there's a picture, a prophetic picture of him with Bill Paxton. They were both in Tombstone together, Hatfields and McCoys, and a thing called Frailty. You look at the two of them, and they're both gone now, and it makes you think about how fleeting all of this is. So a good thought for Powers Booth and his career. Also, a person in the news this week, or weekend, Pope Francis, who declared a couple of Portuguese children saints. Now, Jennifer, did you go to church yesterday with your mom for Mother's Day? You didn't.
Mm-mm.
All right. Normally, when something like this happens, do the priests talk about it after the Pope declares somebody a saint or something that the Pope does? Does that usually get into a homily or some kind of conversation?
Not usually at my church. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen somewhere else, but typically not at my church, no.
Why? What happens at your church that is different than what happens at other Catholic
typically
churches?
They stick, I mean, the homily is usually about whatever the gospel is, and so that's what they usually stick to.
Well, the gospel is broad, and you can, they just take something. Is that
the gospel is a reading, and then it's their job to apply it to something
Right.
in your
Do
life.
Do you find that's
basically
effective when you listen to that sort of thing? Do you pay close attention?
In certain churches, yes. I think I told you about this. There's a church, sadly, I think in my particular church, we're suffering a little bit, and I don't know if it's like a language barrier thing with one of the priests there, but there is a church that I go to when my grandparents are in Palm Desert that is phenomenal. And the people going in and out of that church, they have to have traffic cops. I mean, it is a fantastic church that is
not
the one spread about.
On the main street in Palm Springs, though. This is Palm Desert.
It's Palm Desert, yeah. It's a Catholic church, and it's called Sacred Heart, and it's incredible. People come early, and all the seats are taken. It's like Christmas and Easter all year round. People are standing every single Sunday, and the priest is amazing. And every time I go, it's a joy because there's actually something that you can take home with you, and it's really
isn't that
good.
Fun to look forward to something like that? Because you know you're going to have a takeaway from it. I think that's one of that. That's so fabulous. Good for you. Anyway, so the Pope has. Let's see, declared, is it Jacinta and Francisco Marto, along with their cousin, who claimed to have seen the Virgin Mary six times between May and October of 1917. They were the ones, they were from the small Portuguese village of Fatima. Now, isn't there some other significance to Fatima in the Catholic Church, it seems to me? I'm ringing...
I'm not sure offhand. I'm looking it up.
Yeah.
But it's,
maybe because of them it became significant?
It could have been. It's a Portuguese town, which is...
Right.
That's really why. It's the sanctuary
of
Fatima,
yeah,
which is the Catholic pilgrimage site. So there's, for no other reason, just Virgin Mary. That's why you study about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's kind of sweet. And here's something that's not so sweet. Richard Spencer, another name in the news. You know who he is?
No.
Is he the white supremacist guy?
Yep. Good for you, Kara.
Glad I don't know him.
He led a protest.
He got punched in the face recently, which is why.
Oh, okay, good.
He led a protest over the weekend in support of the monument of Robert E. Lee in Virginia. The protesters with him were wielding torches, threatening to burn down the town, saying, quote, "You will not replace us. Russia is our friend, and we'll stand on blood and soil." Huh? This is in Charlottesville, Virginia. What is the problem there? But the mayor wants to sell. Excuse me. I think I saw this earlier. Sell the statue of Robert E. Lee. And the people, these people with Spencer in the lead, said this was profoundly ignorant. Really? I would say this kind of stuff reminds me. What's distasteful is too light a word probably for it. Doesn't it remind you of the KKK, some of this stuff, when it goes on? And we think it's long gone, but it really isn't. Oy. All right, so there's that. Now, I want to know how many people took advantage of getting your mom parachute, home, bedding, or other things from their catalog, parachutehome.com/DJV, for Mother's Day. Did you? Raise your hands, please, if you did. Number of hands out there. Good. Table linens, tea cloths, placemats, table runners, napkins. They have all kinds of bedding, pillowcases, sheets, duvet cover. There's all kinds of modern bedding and modern items for a more comfortable home. The sheets come from Europe. I don't know where they make these other things. Where would you think? Came out of the same plant, Victoria, do you think?
Italy,
all these other things, the linens?
I would assume, yes. The linen tablecloths and napkins are beautiful, and you can just see, even in the pictures, just the way they're stitched definitely looks very, you know, hand-sewn.
Wait till you unbox your parachute delivery. I wonder, again, those of you who sent some of this to Mom, did she have her first night sleeping on parachute sheets last night? Will she call you today to tell you how fabulous they were? No big retail store, online only, at parachutehome.com/DJV. More and more people. This was a slow start for all of us because it's a new company. But now as people hear the story, they say all of the things are fabulous. I've never seen a bad review for anything. So get your linens and things for the home at parachutehome.com/DJV. Get free shipping and returns. It's parachutehome.com/DJV.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hard to have a week pass by without some info on Prince. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, this is the dead zone. The dead zone of musicians 24 past the hour on the DJV experience. A Minnesota judge says he's going to take a request that Prince's 6 siblings be declared his lawful heirs. He's taking the request under advisement. District Judge Kevin Ide said that he wouldn't declare the heirs of the late rock star until appeals run their course. That was back in January. And any of the claims have been, all of them apparently, the ones that don't work have been rejected. Lawyers for Prince's sister and 5 half-siblings don't want to wait, saying further delays will increase costs to the estate. Oh, come on. All you want to do is get your grubby hands on his money. Who the hell are you kidding?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Jeez. All right, so that's the update on Prince's estate and his money-grubbing relatives. Now, let's hold a good thought for Tony Bennett. Today, he canceled a concert over the weekend because he has a virus, flu virus, according to his publicist. He was supposed to perform at Sands Bethlehem Event Center Saturday, but the venue announced the show was postponed. 90 years old, this guy. Don't you love it?
90 on the road. That's amazing.
Yeah, he was advised not to travel or perform for the next couple of days. He sent his regrets. All the tickets would be honored for a new date. His publicist says there isn't a rescheduled date yet, but he looks forward to continuing his schedule. 90 years old. And his voice, to me, sounds like it was sort of like listening to Darlene Love last week. Her voice was every bit as good, which sort of flies in the face of some of the experiences I've had. I don't know how many of you have gone to some of these concerts with some of the senior performers. Some of them, a small group of them, have what they've always had. But then there are others that don't have it anymore. And so that's not his case. Man.
No, he sounds amazing.
He's got it. And while we're in that pew, as far as that kind of music is concerned, Harry Connick Jr., who has become quite a versatile performer and host. He has his own daytime TV show now.
He's pretty entertaining, by the way. I have.
Yeah, it's getting better, Jennifer.
Yeah, but he's pretty cute. He's good as a host.
Right, got a bad hairpiece on. But other than that,
he does not have a hairpiece.
He does not.
Yeah, he does.
No,
he did.
How much money you want to put on it?
$100.
Okay,
that's... and I'll back Jen up on that.
Okay, good. All right. Anyway, how are you going to prove that he does or he doesn't is the question.
Well, I think you have to prove it, don't you?
No, you're the one who challenged me.
Finding some bald pictures is very iconic.
Yeah.
No, he's not bald. He has, he's like the same as Ben Affleck. He has a piece because his hair is receding. So what they put in the front there, the same is true with Chris Pratt, who's in that movie. He was the, isn't he the one that's the American... is Mr. America or Captain America?
No, he's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay,
that's
so who's
Chris
the
Evans.
Other one?
Chris Evans.
Evans, right. Who's in the movie that I saw about the genius. He's got one, too. In the front.
No.
Yes.
Who is telling you this?
I don't have to. I can tell by looking. I'm very good at looking at that stuff. If they don't, if they're losing hair in the front and they don't put that there, then they usually have a transplant, and they haven't done that. None of those guys have done that. All right, so anyway, we were back to Harry Connick Jr. He was very popular as a judge, and because there does seem to be a lot of interest now in the return of American Idol on ABC, he is mentioned among all the others. Who else? Simon Cowell broke his silence saying, I was asked to do it, and the answer is no.
The only way the show's going to work is if they
I have no interest.
Back.
My memories are when we first started. It was a different time with Randy, Ryan, and Paula. You can't recreate that. Wow. That's pretty definitive, isn't it? Huh?
Katy Perry apparently is very close to signing a deal.
Yeah. You want to get me to watch?
I think
because
that
she's
works. Yeah, no. I don't know.
28 past the hour.
Emotional baiting. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all want to connect with others to some extent, so it's important to understand that we all probably fall somewhere on the continuum of emotional baiting. And it's even more important to understand what emotional baiting is. Emotional baiting is fishing for people to be interested in you. For example, you might tell someone that your health's not doing well, and then when they ask what's going on with you, you might take your good old time in responding, with the intention of baiting them to continually ask and see how you're doing. But emotional baiting is a game we play when we feel insecure, when we want others' attention, but aren't willing to outright ask for it. And if you'd like to skip all the antics and move much more further away on the continuum from emotional baiting, then here's what to do when you want attention. Just ask for it. It's that simple. And there's no judgment, because we all want emotional attention sometimes. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
Now, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service, so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe we just...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Exciting Monday, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my cohorts Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. You'll all be happy to know there are a couple of more flying incidents over the weekend. Yay!
Yeah, what happened? One was about cake, right?
One was about cake, a birthday cake. This was on a United.
Oh, boy.
This was a JetBlue.
JetBlue,
flight.
Yeah.
Let's see.
JetBlue's finally getting in the game.
Yep, JetBlue is feeling lonely, so they don't have any problems. So now the New Jersey family claims that JetBlue forced them off the plane at JFK because of a birthday cake. According to the family, when Cameron Burke traveled with his two children and his wife to celebrate her 40th birthday in Las Vegas, they brought the cake on board, receiving unclear instructions about how and where to store the cake. A disagreement ensued between the flight crew and the family. And, of course, there are the usual videos that were recorded and released by ABC News. And it shows that we've got a lot of stupid, crazy people in this car. That's what it shows. JetBlue blames them. That's always a good move when the company blames the passengers. Well, you couldn't figure this out.
So what exactly happened? Give me the rundown.
The family stored a cake in a compartment that's reserved for immunity. You know when you get on the plane and the first two bins on the right and the left-hand side are smaller, which is where they often put the emergency equipment. I usually, right. if I sit in the first seat, I put my bag up there because it's not usually, at least in the planes that I fly most of the time, not anything in there. Put the emergency equipment on one side and then the other one is open. So JetBlue said that they stuck the cake up there with the equipment, and when the steward's flight attendant said, please take it down, they became agitated. They cursed at the flight attendant, yelled at the crew, made false accusations about the crew member's fitness to fly. That's always a smart move.
To be fair, it does sound like the passenger's fault. But
yeah. In this circumstance, yeah. It does sound like they were pretty stupid.
Who takes a cake on a plane? Also,
that's weird. But more to my point about how everybody is now being a jerk and flying with a chip on their shoulder and just looking for this so that they can record it and try to get money from the airline.
Let's see what we can do. Yeah. Okay, so over back to our friends at United who have had how many incidents in the past month? Here's another one. This one involved a scorpion. A scorpion was found on a flight from Houston, making United the preferred carrier of dangerous insects, apparently. The flight was supposed to leave from George Bush Intercontinental for Ecuador, delayed because the scorpion was spotted on the plane. The scorpion crawled out of a passenger's clothing as it was being taken. This was being taken off.
How do you like being sitting next to that guy? I mean, you know.
Right. Let me take your jacket. Let me help you with your jacket, sir. Oh, look at this crawling out of here. A scorpion. The paramedics came on board. They were able to determine no one had been stung, but they couldn't find the scorpion. The plane was on the ground for 3.5 hours, and they couldn't find it. Once it got out of the clothing, it disappeared God knows where. So the airline released a statement following the incident saying, quote, the customer declined further medical treatment, and as a precaution, a new aircraft was arranged.
Yeah, they dumped them all off and put them on a new one.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Do they fumigate the one that they, I mean, what do they do to make sure, I mean, I guess there's really nothing you can do.
Yeah, but I saw something the other day about how disgustingly dirty the planes are.
Oh, yeah,
if you don't
gross.
Want to be dirty, the better chances of being less dirty is take a flight earlier in the day. But they don't really clean them like they used to. I mean, if you sit up front, you get the table out, there's always sticky crap on it.
Got to bring your own wipes.
Wash them off. And, you know, the back of the plane, you can always find garbage in between the seats, and they don't clean them. And it's just, they leave it to the, you know, they go up and down the aisle, and they say, man, we have all your garbage. Well, people have got headsets on, and they're not paying any attention. They're asleep or whatever it is. So the flight attendants don't reach. They don't look, really. And I'm not even sure that's their job, because there are cleaners that don't speak English at most every airport, and they get on the plane to quickly clean it and cater it, and, you know, I mean, especially if you're in Southwest, they try to turn the planes in 35 to 40 minutes, in, whoosh, and out. And you don't do much cleaning if it's on the ground for 35 or 40 minutes. So, last month, a passenger on a flight from Houston to Calgary stung by a scorpion. I wonder if it was the same one. It was in the overhead bin when he opened it up.
I thought that, too. Huh? Did we know if they ever actually got the old scorpion?
I don't
scorpion?
Think that they did. No, they say it was
I'm
a different
sure
one,
they had to, or they wouldn't fly the plane again. Don't you? I mean,
no, I wouldn't put it past them to even pay attention to it. Frankly, United has such management problems. I would say that people, unless they're really now, hopefully learning and paying attention to this sort of thing, but I would say that their organization needs a shake up from top to bottom, and this kind of stuff. I mean, it's just one thing after another. It just shows where the holes are. And the fact that it's too, they're all too big. They're just too big. So, there we go. Wait a minute. I almost forgot this one. American suspended an employee after a video showed an altercation with one of the plane's crew. Several passengers on board and a crying woman carrying a child. Apparently the stewardess took violently the stroller from the woman, hitting her in the head. This is not the same story as was the story before. It just, you just think that it kind of reminds me of a situation that we have here in Framingham. The fellow that I'm supporting running for mayor has some opposition, some good opposition, and So over the weekend, he was in the library doing some research on some things going on in the campaign. And while he was there, somebody came in, set up a desk to get people to sign signatures for his opponent. And that's all square, except it's against the law in Massachusetts for you to conduct political activity on public property. And the library, obviously, is public property. And the woman who knew, who was doing this, knew that it was against the rules. But she figured, I'll do it anyway. And so she didn't know that the other fellow was in the library doing research. And so he was on his way out, and he saw the table. And he took all of the material that was on the table and put it behind the table. There was nobody around. He went over and told somebody working in the library that it was not, this is not kosher. And he said, I moved the stuff behind the wall over there. And, you know, what he should have done is gone to them and told them, and they should have removed it. But anyway, so now there's a big to-do between this fellow who's a candidate and the woman running against him, because they say he was small and petty and destroyed the things. Well, the video shows that he didn't destroy anything, and he was smart enough to take pictures of what he did. But it's just, it's, you know, that kind of stuff is indicative of, as we were talking about with the airplane, everybody's got a problem. Everybody wants to have some kind of in-your-face experience, it seems, these days. And one of the things that's refreshing about this radio program, things that I hear all the time from folks, is that it is a nice, peaceful place. We can discuss serious issues sometimes and not get ourselves depressed or all worked up. But people seem to want to get worked up about stuff. Why? What do you want to work yourself up? You're the one who gets hurt, not the other. But you get your blood pressure up and go bananas. This is sort of the circumstance that John Cornyn found himself in. Now, I'm not a fan of his necessarily, but I thought this was strange, Jennifer, in Texas especially. He was supposed to give the commencement speech at Texas Southern University. And then they threatened to boycott him in an online petition. They don't want him to speak because they say his political views are an insult to what the university stands for. Huh?
Why did they ask him in the first place?
Welcome to college life in America.
No, why shouldn't they invite him? He's got a point of view. Now, of we agree or don't agree, but if he's been invited, I think he's the senator, one of the two senators from Texas. He was a Republican, named as he may be one of the people on the list ahead of the FBI. But 800 students at Texas Southern signed the petition, which, again, I find unusual and for obvious reasons at a Texas college.
But this is what's happening in colleges across the
booing
country.
Booing Betsy DeVos as much as she maybe get booed because she deserves to get booed. But to pull a plug and then Ann Coulter up in Berkeley and all of this stuff.
This is the real danger. When somebody doesn't agree with you, people will have the inclination to go, I'm not listening to you. You can't tell me anything. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Instead of, I mean, for me, education, yes, the reason people you go to school is for math, science, and history. Fine. Yeah. But one of the biggest reasons that we don't homeschool or that we go to universities or that we go to public schools or private schools is because you have to teach kids how to get along with other people that don't maybe agree with them all the time. Because we know that once you go into the real world, it's not all rainbows and sparkles. There are going to be people that disagree with you around every corner about all kinds of things. And I feel like we do kids such a great disservice by not saying, look, this may not be your point of view, but listen to it, you know? Like,
right.
Sit there.
And then disagree with it after you
and listen to it. And then if it doesn't make sense to you, then actually verbalize why instead of burning cars in Berkeley that's kind of what gets to me now. But it seems like this is a new trend on college campuses, that if it's not the way that they think it should be, then you don't even get a chance to say it. I mean, John Cornyn is not all that controversial of a character. He's a Republican senator, big deal.
But it's Texas.
And it's Texas. It shouldn't be that surprising. But I'm just saying, and I agree with you, Jen. I mean, when you're in a boardroom, when you go and get your first job and you have to sit around with meetings and someone says something you don't like, you can't just sign a petition and have your boss change his mind on something. You have to deal with, whoever else is in charge, and you have to deal with listening to people's opinions. And that's not the, and I agree with you, that is creating an entire generation of extremely cushy, overprivileged kids. kids who think they can petition their way out of anything.
And who are not, obviously not there to learn. You're there to learn. Not necessarily agree, but learn what points of view there are.
Or listen. I mean, that's the greatest thing. I mean, that's one of the things we talk about here on the show, is that you can have a disagreement with somebody, but you can, I mean, yeah, we have our moments where we have some fun, but it's like, all in all, when we're talking about the important stuff and we don't agree, talk it out. You don't have to be screaming at everybody all the time. It's, but somehow it's either we hate you and we don't agree, or kumbaya, and we're all and we're all holding hands and singing songs.
Right.
I mean, it's
here's Eileen in Oklahoma City, who wrote, "I listen. Your program is the only talk radio program I listen to and follow daily. You talk about things we need to know about, and you're not afraid to tell it like it is. If I need an honest opinion on a topic, I can depend on you to give it to me, not one that's based on getting negative attention just to increase your ratings like some of the other radio programs do. Plus, you have interesting co-hosts. The ladies are bright. Nobody has made me laugh more than Jennifer or shed a tear like she can do."
Huh. Oh, that's sweet.
In fact, she may be the reason I had... She says that I referred to a listener as a pompous a-hole. Did I? When did I do that?
Oh, boy. Well, that has happened many times, actually.
Really? Excuse me. Well, anyway, she says, keep up the good work by informing us with what we need to know. All right, Eileen,
very
thank
sweet.
You. We'll do that as we can. It's now 12 minutes before the hour. You're listening to the DJV Experience. I'm Doug. She's Jennifer. Over there is Victoria.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mbvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Bikes, scooters, skates, and skateboards remain some of the most popular activities for kids today. But with nearly 50 children going to emergency rooms every hour, there's reason for concern. A new report by Safe Kids Worldwide and Nationwide's Make Safe Happen program finds that nearly 40% of parents say their child doesn't wear a helmet while riding. Safe Kids Worldwide medical advisor Dr. Marseille White.
Properly fitted helmets and other protective equipment are the single best way to protect kids while riding on bikes and other wheeled sports. No matter where your children ride, it's important to make sure they protect their heads, knees, wrists, and elbows for when they fall so they can continue to ride happy and safe.
Safe Kids encourages families to practice safe riding together, wear properly fitted helmets, ride in safe locations, and follow the rules of the road. For more tips, visit safekids.org. I'm Alex Ferdy reporting.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
At the hour now, it's time for our Tech Talk spot, and we have a lot to talk about with regard to this ransomware, where it started, how it may affect you. Well, it isn't apparently going to affect anybody anymore because of this kid in England who seems to have taken a fly swatter to it. We'll talk about that in a moment. First of all, I want to endorse ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. If you are hiring, you know that your job posting is very important. You got to find the best candidates, right? The challenge of finding great talent, the importance of finding great talent. To be successful in business, you got to have the right people. And with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to hundreds of job sites. Just one click. They have powerful technology that matches the right people to your job. This is better than anything else on the market today, and it's free. When you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, free, free, free. So find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by so many businesses of so many different sizes and shapes to find the most qualified job candidates, immediate results. So if you'd like to post jobs on ZipRecruiter free, free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. No matter how big or small your business is, you can use the ZipRecruiter opportunity right now, free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, use ZipRecruiter, find the right person free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so for those of you who haven't heard this story yet, there was a ransomware attack, a serious 150 countries at least, and spread all over the world over the weekend, and apparently I don't understand all of these various names, WannaCrypt, OR, or whatever the names, but this
youngster... I think it's just
youngster,
mostly being called YCry at this point.
YCry, okay, which may be appropriate. So a youngster named Marcus Hutchins has been credited with stopping the ransomware. This is something that was stolen from the NHS, and if nothing else, Victoria, it gives us cause to think about what is available at the NHS, something we've been complaining about for years and years, the kind of in it's interference in our lives. Anyway, 200,000 plus victims. And so what did this kid, what do we need to know that I haven't already told you?
Well, in terms of if you are using Windows, if you're a PC user, one of the things you want to do right away is look up the MS-17-010 security bulletin. If you just Google that, that's a patch that will help update your security on Windows, and that's really important. If you haven't updated your Windows security in a while, definitely do that right away.
What
and then the other thing is,
a couple of months earlier this year, what are we?
If you're on an outdated version, I mean, if I would say 6 months.
Okay.
So if it's been 6 months or longer before, you know, since you've done a security upgrade, then I would definitely do that now and just look for that patch. We'll post that on our Facebook page as well and Twitter so you know where to go.
Facebook.com/DJV Show. Yeah. Okay.
Right. And so that's number one. And number two is if you get a message, what this ransomware does, it locks your computer and demands a ransom of, I think it's $300 or $500 in Bitcoin in order to unlock it. So do not engage. Turn your computer off immediately. Do not click on anything. Do not pass go. Just turn it off immediately.
So when I was up early this morning, when I went on to my computer, there were two notes from Google, supposedly, about me having to update my software and make sure that I give them all the information, and it said click here. And I knew better than to do that because Google's not going to send you out something like that. It looked very official, very googly, but it
wasn't. They always do.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
that was really smart that you recognized that because a lot of people don't necessarily see that. Good for you. Look at you, tech savvy now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, eventually they're going to find a way around this. This has been going on since about 2005, so it's not a brand new thing. Yeah, it's not the same one, but it's the same type of thing that has been going on. And
so why are we paying more attention to it now? Just because it had more implications?
I think because this one hit the UK's national health database in hospitals.
Yeah,
I
couldn't get into a hospital yesterday there.
And doctors, once you're there, couldn't access your records. And I think that's when it really became an international story.
Right. So if you haven't updated your Windows security, take Victoria's advice. Look up the MS-17-010 security bulletin, and you just put that in. You go to your Windows, you go to the search bar. I'm looking at it right now here. Mm-hmm. If you go into Microsoft Word and whatever, I'm looking down here. Where would we file
it'll all be on your main system. Yep, it'll be on your main system of your security update. So follow the prompts and then make sure that, you know, and that's pretty much the most you can do. And if you get this ransomware notice, just shut your computer down immediately.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good advice. Thank you for that update, Victoria. 59 past the hour on the DJV Show.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.